Hot stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Izzy with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, a prison in central Queensland is contributing to koala conservation as part of a new program. The Capricornia Correctional Centre is partnering with the Rockhampton Council to introduce a eucalyptus plantation aimed at feeding the local koala population. A plantation of 4,000 trees will be established at the prison, with planting to start early next year to be ready for harvest by 2027. This program has been introduced in anticipation of drought conditions in the coming years, which has seen local koala conservationists seek means to ensure the eucalyptus supply. Rockhampton Zoo curator Liz Bellward said has characterised the program as a win-win.
Queensland's Premier and Deputy Premier-to-be Stephen Miles and Cameron Dick are meeting with the Governor of Queensland to be sworn into their new roles today. A cabinet reshuffle is expected to follow Stephen Miles' assumption of office. Cameron Dick is set to maintain his position as Treasurer in addition to his appointment as Deputy Premier. Meanwhile, Minister for Transport and Main Roads Mark Bailey and Minister for Tourism, Innovation and Sport Stirling Hinchcliffe are resigning from the front bench. Cameron Dick has commented on speculation about the new cabinet appointments, stating, "We know we have two vacancies and they will necessarily have to be filled at the caucus meeting, but discussions are ongoing."
In national news, the Melbourne Transport Project North East Link is expected to go over budget by $10 billion. Premier Jacinta Allen this morning cited additional works for the road and tunnel project and increased budget pressures for the budget blowout, instead labelling it as an additional investment in the project. However, Infrastructure Australia found a shortage of building materials and labour were responsible for driving up the price of major projects. Shadow Major Projects Minister David Southwick said Labor's budget figures could no longer be trusted and should come as a shock to all Victorians.
A parliamentary committee in South Australia has recommended duck hunting remain legal, but has encouraged stricter hunting regulations. The Select Committee report on hunting native birds urged for controls such as harsh penalties for lawbreakers and marshals for shooting on Crown land, which is aimed at preventing animal cruelty. RSPCA animal welfare advocate Rebecca Eyes said the inquiry failed to protect declining native bird populations, saying 5 out of the 8 species being hunted were in long-term decline. Liberal MP Ben Hood said the sport was already highly regulated and a majority of hunters act responsibly.
In international news, a progressive Thai lawmaker has been sentenced to 6 years in prison, charged with insulting the monarchy. Rukshanok Srinok from the opposition Move Forward Party was found guilty after 2 social media posts on X, formerly known as Twitter, in 2020. In one post, Rukshanok criticised a link between the Thai royal family and the pharmaceutical company supplying a COVID-19 vaccine. In another, she retweeted a photo from a protest, which the court deemed to be anti-monarchy. Thailand's laws carry a maximum prison sentence of 15 years for criticising the king, queen, or heir apparent.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
If your list of hobbies is looking a bit sketch lately, perhaps you figure you need